Hey, what's up, everybody? It's Tony from WhatDoesTonyDo.com, and I'm giving you a little free recommendation, which for me is a new thing. This might be all hip to everybody out there listening. I don't know, but if you have an iPhone, I just found a new, it's not new, but an app that I'm just loving called Recall. It's R-E-Q-A-L-L. I did see that David Pogue did a write-up about it in the New York Times, so maybe I'm just late to that party, but I try to stay on the cutting edge as much as I can, people. So, anyways, if you haven't checked this out, it's called Recall, R-E-Q-A-L-L, and it's an awesome free app on the iPhone or the iTunes store. There is a pro version for $25, but the free app is awesome. Here's what the basics of it are. You basically install this app on your iPhone. You set up to link your phone with the website-based version of this, and it's a super to-do list. But the twist of this, which makes it awesome for me, and there's a couple alternate uses that I can think of, but as a to-do and time management kind of list, it's voice-activated. So you basically tap a button anywhere on the screen. You can do it easily while you're driving, so that it's the whole screen becomes a big button to push. You speak 30 seconds maximum of what you want to do, pick up the groceries next Tuesday at, Giant Foods or whatever you needed to get done. It recognizes keywords, and it recognizes all words, but it'll recognize your actions and sort them based on your keywords it recognizes. For example, buy an apple at the grocery store next Thursday. It will put that into a time-based note based on next Thursday. It'll put that in a purchase shopping list type note based on the word buy. But it'll translate the entire sentence, and I have to say the recognition is pretty awesome. I'd say 95% or better. Just to test it, I even tried some cuss words, and it blotted them out. It didn't even type them, but it knew what they were. Anyways, it's a really cool app, and it's pretty easy to get to know. It takes just a minute to set up, and you can tweak it out pretty heavily. So I definitely, I think it's a pretty rich app, and certainly for the price of free, I'd say it's pretty amazing. The pro version, like I said, is $25 a year, which I think this business model, as another discussion goes, is really the deal with the future in most things, especially internet-based and computer-based. Is to design a program or a service where if you have, maybe this is a topic of another recording, but if you have, let's say, 10 things that it does for you, you do the free version to do 7 of them or 6 of them. And the pro version or the paid version takes you over the top with the next, 3 or 4, maybe 5 functions that this program might do, but you pay a fair amount per year, nothing crazy, but in other words, a fair amount. I definitely will consider getting this app, the paid version, for $25 a year. I think that it does an amazing job, and the fact that it'll organize it for me, and I can sync it with Outlook. The paid version will sync with Outlook and Gmail, Google Calendar function, that is. It has a bunch of extra features, so $25 a year, that's pretty reasonable. You figure $2 a month, roughly, that gets you over the top as far as the functions go. But anyways, check it out. Email me any of your thoughts. If you try this app, I'd love to hear from you. Email me at ChefTony@visionsbethesda.com. I'm setting up a new blog for all my tech and my tech interests. So that's actually my restaurant email, but you can hit me there, ChefTony@visionsbethesda.com. Love to hear your thoughts, and I hope this helps. That's all it's for. Recall is recall.com, and the app is called Recall. Hope to hear from you soon. Take care.